This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, July 31st. God's word for you today is ready. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, and it says, "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Love God, your God, with all that's in you. Love Him with all that you've got." Who would you say was the greatest king in the Bible? Can you guess? David? David was the most famous, but who did the word of God call the greatest king in the Bible? Interestingly, not David. Was it Solomon? Solomon was the wisest and arguably the wealthiest, but it was not Solomon. Was it Saul? Saul was the first king, but Saul was not labeled the greatest king in the Bible. So, who was the greatest king in the Bible? You will not believe it, but the greatest king was actually a man called Hezekiah. The word of God refers to Hezekiah as the greatest king. Please read 2 Kings 18, verse 2 to 7. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will be successful in everything that you do. Fast forward, at some point in Hezekiah's life, he fell ill. This event in scripture will reveal something to us about what we will be learning over the next few days. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1 to 5 says, "Later, Hezekiah got sick. He was about to die. The prophet Isaiah said, 'Prepare your affairs and your family. This is it. You are going to die. You are not going to get well.' Hezekiah turned away from Isaiah and, facing the wall, prayed to God, 'God, please, I beg you, remember how I have lived my life. I have lived faithfully in your presence, lived out of a heart that was totally yours. You've seen how I have lived, the good that I have done.' Then God said, 'I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Here is what I will do. I will add 15 years to your life.'" God has heard your prayers. God has seen your tears. Some of us have been praying and crying. We have been going through a storm, and it is as if your whole world is crumbling. Listen, God has heard your prayer. God has seen your tears, and God has answered your prayers. God will do exceedingly more than you even ask or imagine, in Jesus' mighty name. The question is, if God asks you to give Him reasons why He should extend your life, what will be your reasons? If God asks you, "Why should I keep you alive?" what will your answer be? Think about it. Secondly, if God reviews the past decade of your life, what would He say? Some have just been loafing around. Some do not even desire the things of God. But regardless of what it has been, now you have a chance of a lifetime. Regardless of what the past decade in your life has been, the question is, are you serious about using the rest of your life, your time, your energy, and your resources on earth to serve the living God who created you? The answer to question three will actually determine both the duration and the donation of your life. Think about it. Are you ready? Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. My love, my life, it all belongs to you, belongs to you. Ooh, belongs to you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.